Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
10-28 in the Lehigh Valley, and the Iron Pigs have defeated Rochester 4-3 to fly to their 49th victory of the season behind a tremendous outing out of first-time starter for the Iron Pigs, John Ritchie, who gave the team 4 2/3 strong innings, which, considering his last outing came out of the bullpen and was only one inning, was pretty darn good. I'm Sam Mines. Welcome to the post-game show. This is your happy recap for June the 23rd, 2017, as the Iron Pigs defeated the Rochester Red Wings and bring their 7-game winning streak to a halt out at Frontier Field in Rochester. For the Pigs, it looked like they were gonna cruise early on. They had a 4-0 lead. They were doing everything we talked about yesterday, hitting with runners in scoring position, getting Rhys Hoskins up with runners on base, which is always a key to success. I mean, if you want to score runs, that's how you're going to do it. But both bullpens and Rochester's offense kicked into gear, matching the 3 runs of the Pigs in the third, and then both bullpens absolutely took over this game and were dominant. Nobody scored after the third inning, which was perfectly okay for the Pigs because that 1 run in the top of the first inning ended up making all the difference as they defeated Rochester 4-3. Pigs were happy to match zeros with the Red Wings, and that's just what they did. And I said they had a run in the first inning. Well, things usually get underway quickly for the Pigs when they win ball games. And in this one, it was a wild top of the first inning, which involved 3 strikeouts looking. That's right, 3 backward Ks in the scorebook. And for a swing-happy team, for the most part, like the Iron Pigs, that's not something you see often. 2 of the 3 guys who did not strike out, however, are not guys who will often stare at pitches they don't like. They are guys that are smart hitters, and that is J.P. Crawford and Rhys Hoskins. And following that Pedro Florimon backwards K, J.P. Crawford, who is continuing his torrid streak, doubled. Jorge Alfaro got a backwards K. Dylan Cousins worked himself a walk. And then the man of the hour, Rhys Hoskins, stepped to the plate.
Pigs threatening in the first inning. 2 on, 2 out. Pitcher swung on, drove through the middle. It is a base hit center field for Hoskins. Crawford's being sent around from third. He will score without a throw. Rhys Hoskins has his IL-leading 56th RBI, and it's 1-0 Lehigh Valley.
How about this guy, Rhys Hoskins? 56 RBIs to lead the International League. And that was with a kind of like a week and a half cold slump that he had. And boy, you just don't want to pitch to him. I mean, obviously, you have to in certain instances, although they could have chosen not to pitch to Rhys Hoskins here and dealt with Nick Williams, who would have gone on to look at strike three. But man, Rhys Hoskins, he is something else at the plate. He has a tremendous eye. He can hit the heck out of the baseball, situational hitting. He can put it in the right spots. And in this instance, he gave the Pigs a 1-0 lead. So it was on to the bottom of the first inning where John Ritchie would have a lead, which I'm sure helped him settle in. Well, he gave up a leadoff single to Zach Granite, and boy, is Granite a pain in the butt for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. And, oh, I mean, in a good way for Granite and the Rochester Red Wings, but boy, he has to be annoying the heck out of the pitchers and the pitching coach, Papa Grande, for the Iron Pigs, because he just gets on base. He just does it. He got on his first time with a base hit, and then Ritchie kind of settled down, got a line out of Mitch Garver and a pop-up of J.B. Shuck, but then Matt Haig got a base hit, which brought Granite to second base, but Byung-Ho Park grounded out to then third baseman Hector Gomez to end the inning. And I say then third baseman Hector Gomez because in the top of the second, I mentioned the backwards K's. Well, Andrew Pullen would fly out. Hector Gomez would get rung up again looking, and well, he had just about enough of that. He argued balls and strikes, which, as you know, is a big-time no-no. And the ump said, all right, get the heck out of here, Hector Gomez. Kicked him out of the game. And that was all for Mr. Gomez. Angelo Mora, straight swap, replaced him 8th in the lineup and batting at 3rd. And Hector Gomez, he's a fiery guy, but usually very mild-mannered. He's in good spirits. So, you know, it had to be a bad pitch to really tick him off. because that's not a guy who is ever not smiling. So the ump definitely got on the wrong side of Hector Gomez. So Hector Gomez probably said something worth getting kicked out of the game for. Gomez would see just the one at bat, and he was gone. Osmeel Aguila would single following that, but Florimón grounded out to Benji Gonzalez to end the inning. So we move to the third inning, or we move to the bottom of the second inning, excuse me. That usually comes before the top of the third inning. I'm not one for counting much, but Tommy Field led off the bottom of the second inning with a double, but Richie once again settled in, got John Ryan Murphy to fly out, Benji Gonzalez to ground out to Pedro Florimón, and Angel Vilma popped up to end the inning. So now we move to the top of the third, as the natural progression of things usually works, where the Pigs would tack on three more runs. J.P. Crawford would ground out to start the inning. Tommy Field would erase him. But then Jorge Alfaro would do something that we all have been hoping for more out of. He walked. Alfaro walked. And then Dylan Cousins came up and hit a double, putting runners on second and third, when who else but Rhys Hoskins stepped to the plate.
Runners lead off. Pitcher swing a ground ball through the middle. It is a base hit again for Hoskins, who's come through. One runs in Alfaro. They're sending home Cousins. Throw is late. He will score standing. Why they would pitch to Rhys Hoskins, we will never know. But what we do know is it's a two-run single and a 3-0 Piggy lead. How do you like that?
At this rate, Rhys Hoskins, you know, he's going to start getting that Barry Bonds treatment, getting intentional walks with the bases loaded just so they can pitch to somebody else. I mean, Hoskins is hot right now, and he's the guy you want up at the plate with runners on. I mean, 56 RBIs. We're in June. We're a little over halfway through the year, on pace to break that 100 RBI streak, or 100 RBI shelf, I should say, if he doesn't get called up. So Hoskins just continues to be tremendous. And then the big story, one of the big stories, the new kid, Andrew Pullen, came up with a big hit to follow up on Rhys Hoskins.
Slightly open stance. Runners lead off, pitch is swung on. Hit in the air. Left center field again, pretty deep. Granit is racing back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. This ball's over his head. It's off the wall and in for extra bases. One run has scored Hoskins. They're going to hold Williams at third. Scooting into double with a second with a ribby double goes Pullen. His first AAA RBI and a 4-0 Pigs lead.
Oh, good for Mr. Pullen, who got a double to bring in a run, and that gave the Pigs a 4-0 lead. Look at that. Hits with runners in scoring position, driving in runs, something the Pigs definitely needed to work on a little more after yesterday, and they did that. Unfortunately, they would still leave two runners on following the Andrew Pullen double, which had runners on second and third. It was no longer Hector Gomez. It was Angelo Mora who struck out, and then Osmel Aguila grounded out to third base to end the inning. So we moved to the bottom of the third, and Rochester would battle right back into this one. And it began with, who else? A Zach Granit, a single. Mitch Garver then singled. J.B. Shook lined out. Matt Haig would walk. And that would bring Byung-Ho Park to the plate.
He'll work out of a set. Bases loaded, one out. The 0-1 swung on a ground ball towards first. It's inside the chalk and down the right field line. A little dribbler. One run's in. The second run will score. Making his way for third goes Haig. Oh, the cheapest of two-run singles on a ground ball softly hit where no one was playing by first base. And Park's got a two-run single. We've got a 4-2 game.
Well, tomorrow, Byung-Ho Park will tell everybody he hit it 400 miles per hour. And John Ritchie will tell everyone that it was just the weakest of ground balls. And sometimes, positionally, things will go poorly for you. In this case, Hoskins not in the position to field that ball because of the situation in the inning. So that one squeaked through and brought two runs in, and all of a sudden it was 4-2. So following Byung-Ho Park's two-run single, Tommy Field popped up, but John Ryan Murphy would then come up after him and make this game a little bit closer.
Runners lead. Hopefully Richie will keep it that way. It'll be a 1-2 swung on, drilled through the middle, base hit. Down from third is Haig. Holding at second is Park. A two-out ribby single through the box by John Ryan Murphy, and Rochester has answered the three of the Pigs in the third with three of their own.
So just like that, the three runs the Pigs scored in the top of the third erased, and it was 4-3. But Richie did a good job to get out of it by betting by getting Benji Gonzalez to line out to end the inning. So that was it. Through three in the top of the fourth inning, the Pigs went 1-2-3. Another backwards K, this time for Pedro Florimon in the top of the fourth. Pigs did not get anything going. Same for the Red Wings. They went 1-2-3 as well. So that leads us to the top of the fifth inning. In the top of the fifth, Nick Williams got hit by a pitch, but that was all the action. Andrew Pullen would ground out to end the inning, Tommy Field. And then in the bottom of the fifth, J.B. Schuck would lead it off with a ball that, from what I could tell listening to the game, I can't see it in front of me, sounded like Andrew Pullen just sort of misplayed it. Sort of one of those in-betweeners that he went for the spectacular play instead of maybe just fielding it on a hop. But when the spectacular went poorly, Schuck, with speed, rounded first, second, and wound up on third. So the tying run was on third base with nobody out, and John Ritchie had to work his way out of this. He did get the first two. He got Matt Haig to pop up and Byung-ho Park to line out. But that would be it for Ritchie, whose day would end. Ricardo Pinto would then step in, and Ricardo Pinto, who has been fantastic in his time coming out of the bullpen for the Pigs, was able to get Tommy Field to ground out.
4-3 Pigs. Runner off third. It'll be an 0-2 by Pinto. Pitch swung on a ground ball, hit towards second, and it's backhanded by Florimon. He sets, he fires, he got him! Florimon, a backhand play ranging near the second base bag, and the Pigs put a man on third with nobody out, and he does not score.
What a massive inning. Great job by Ritchie to bounce back, and by Pinto to get them out of that inning. And then, like I said, it was all bullpen from there. The Pigs went 1-2-3 in the sixth, so did the Red Wings. The Pigs went 1-2-3 in the seventh, so did the Red Wings. The Pigs went 1-2-3 in the eighth. Well, the Red Wings didn't. Matt Haig got a ground out to start, and Byung-ho Park struck out, but Tommy Field singled and then stole second base, so there was a runner on second with... That was the tying run in scoring position with two outs. But Jessen Therrien came up big.
Therrien in a spot from the first base side of the rubber. Check second, delivers. Caught on him in strike three. And he went off speed. And he got John Ryan Murphy on the slider. And that strikeout is the second of the inning for Jessen Therrien.
Therrien was tremendous in this game. And more to come out of him in the ninth. Because the Pigs went 1-2-3 in the top half. And boy, Therrien, without Pedro Beato with the Pigs right now due to paternity leave, had to do the work of a two-inning save, and so we head to the bottom of the ninth. He got Benji Gonzalez to ground out to Pedro Florimon, but Angel Vilma singled. And then Zach Granite singled. And just like that, there were runners on first and second with one out. That's the tying run on second. Well, he got Mitch Garver to fly out. And on the flyout, Angel Vilma took third base. So runners on first and third, two outs, brought J.B. Schuck to the plate.
Both runners lead off. Therrien from a set. First and third, two outs. Pitcher swung on a ground ball to first, right to the glove of Hoskins. A backhand. He goes to first. Ball game over. Pigs fly. Pigs fly. Pigs fly as they hold on from inning number four on to a 4-3 lead. And snap the Red Wings' seven-game winning streak with a 4-3 lead and a win.
Pigs fly to a 4-3 victory. Oh, they sweated it out a little bit there at the end. Just a little bit there with two on and one out in the bottom of the ninth. But Therrien gets the job done, helping the Pigs to their 49th victory of the season, snapping Rochester's seven-game winning streak, and a bit of a deep sigh of relief for a Pigs team that nearly saw their lead in the standings dwindle to just two. And a half games. As it stands, it will remain at 3.5. So for the Pigs, 4 runs, 7 hits, the 1 error. Rochester, 3 runs, 11 hits, no errors. For the Pigs, 3 for 7, hitting with runners in scoring position. They left 6 on base. The 1 error on Pullen in that one wacky sort of play that allowed for J.B. Schuck to reach third base. For Rochester, 2 for 15 with runners in scoring position. Boy, maybe the Pigs slipped them some of that water that they'd been drinking yesterday which didn't allow them to hit with runners in scoring position. And boy, we'll take it if you're the Iron Pigs, too. 2 for 15 for Rochester. They left 9 on base. Richie, a nice performance in his first outing as a starter for the Iron Pigs. 4 2/3, 8 hits, 3 runs all earned, a walk and a strikeout. Ricardo Pinto, he gets the win. And for Pinto, he has now gone 13 1/3 scoreless innings in a row. 2 1/3 innings tonight, 2 strikeouts. And Jessen Therrien gets the save, his second. 2 innings, 3 hits, 2 strikeouts. For Rochester, Matt Tracy got the loss. He's now 2-1. 4 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts. John Curtis, the second S for savings, 2 1/3, 3 strikeouts. And Jake Reed went 2 innings, striking out 1 and dropping 1 pass from Dante Culpepper in the end zone. Time of the game, 3 hours flat with the 15-minute delay. Honestly, not too bad. It felt like a long game. Maybe it was just because of the first few innings where each team was scoring and putting a lot of runners on. But 3 hours flat, 15-minute delay out in front of 6,428 at Frontier Field in Rochester, New York, where, as I said, there was a slight rain delay at the beginning, but nothing more after that. Once again, the Iron Pigs fly to a 4-3 victory tonight over the Rochester Red Wings. They are now 49-25.